I'm in the Stockholm Central bus station, and it's, what time is it here? Almost midnight, 11:30. Everything's closing. I just managed to get here in time to catch a fast food joint, one of the last things to close. And I don't know, there's something about bus stations that is a little bit depressing. The very end of the day. I'm just going to take this escalator up and out and back to my hotel. But there's a lot of people here that look like they live here. Whenever I see a family with a very young kid, and the family just looks so depressed, like they know it's 3 or 4 hours after that child's bedtime, and the child is just zombified walking along with the parents, and you just got to feel for them. They're out either because they didn't mean to be out, or they're late getting back from somewhere, or guiltily they've taken the decision to travel at this time of night. Amazing multicultural kind of collection of people here who are sitting with suitcases, but I don't know if that's their life inside the suitcase, or they're waiting for some kind of midnight, early morning train or bus somewhere. Everything goes from around here, coaches, buses, trains, and I'm walking back to my shiny new hotel, feeling lucky to have a plush room for the night. This month is, of course, Audio Mo. It's like Audio Bloggers Month, and I've been doing audio every day of this month without fail. It might be at different times, because unusually for me, the audio, the geotagged audio that I've been pinging this month has sometimes, you know, had thousands of miles between each posting. Literally, I mean, Turkey one day, UK the next, now in Sweden. I'm just exiting the station into the cool air, but not cold. Okay, a little bit cold, but for this time of year, taxi driver was telling me 2 years ago Stockholm was under a blanket of snow. And tonight, I'm going to be under a duvet, not a blanket, in the, I don't know what it's called actually, Radisson Blue Waterfront Hotel. You can see it as I walk closer. And I was going to do some work, because I've got an early start tomorrow advising for and with Hyper Island and Aftonbladet, one of the largest newspapers here, but unfortunately the internet is 1 meg. So with 1 meg down and well, mere K up, it's not possible for me to actually do any work and bring the slides up to date, which is what I really needed to do. So tonight I should probably just try and grab an early night and see if there's any way of getting a better internet connection tomorrow at dawn. The guy jokingly said to me, I've got to the lifts, here we go. He said to me, I think that because you're on the 10th floor, and very nice view it is too, the internet runs out by the time you get to the 10th floor. And I kind of had to tell him that, yes, I'm going up. Floor 10, please. I think I still have to, oh, damn it, press wrong button. Got to use my card to activate the lift, and it's got an RFID chip in it. I told him that I don't think that's how internet infrastructure works. I don't think kind of the ground floor gets the chunk of it, and then it gets less and less and thinner as you rise to the top. That would be silly, wouldn't it? But that's what it feels like, because in reception there was a spike of sporadically larger internet. I'm charging my devices in the room, and it's one of those rooms that when you leave, the electricity goes off. Unless, like me, you have a Subway loyalty card rammed in the slot. And here we are. Back at base. Bed before midnight. Up at 6. Peruse the slides that I have created for the presentation of 1.5 hours that I'll be giving tomorrow. And I'm here for 5 days in Sweden. So the next few daily recordings will be from here. And it's not a bad room. It feels very comfortable indeed. And a lot less depressing than hanging around a bus stop stroke train station till the early hours of the morning. And I do feel for some of the people who kind of look like they don't really want to be travelling at this time of night. I have a base.